Baba Basra, Daf Tzadik Gimel, Amud Beis, page 93, side B. So Rabbi Yossi said that in that case, Noisen Loi, that the seller has to return to the buyer the Meizera, the money for the seed that he paid. And this is even by seed of flax, which the majority of it is usually used for sowing, because we do follow by monetary issues by the majority. Amru loy, so the Chachamim responded to Rabbi Yossi, Harbe loikhinais ledvarim acherim, but isn't there many that buy it for other needs, for example, either to eat or for medicine? And corresponding to one person who buys 10 soin for sowing, there are hundreds of buyers who buy a little of it for food or for medicine. So therefore, even though that amongst the hundred together, there was only bought one saw, but nevertheless, we need to follow the majority of the buyers and not after the majority that was sold. Not about the quantity, but the amount of people that buy, the majority of people that buy. So the Gemara is trying to figure out, man tanoi. Who are the tanoim and the braisa who argue whether we follow by money and we go to majority, whether hilchim mom nacherov? If we shall say Rabbi Yossi who holds like Rav that we follow the majority, and the Chachamim that responded to the words of Rabbi Yossi hold like Shmuel that we do not care about the roiv, then we don't say, we can't say that. Why? Because tarvayu basar ruba azli. According to both opinions that were brought down over here, you do follow the majority. The only difference between them is, Bas Demar, the one who responded to Rabbi Yosef, Osil Bas Ozil Basar Ruba Di Inshi, he goes after the majority of the buyers who don't buy for sowing, and therefore he holds that the seller is exempt. Umar and Rabbi Yossi holds Osil Basar Ruba Di Zriya. He goes after the majority of the actual seed of flax that is in the world, which is standing for the purpose of sowing. And therefore, he said that the Meicher is responsible and he has to pay the money back. So the Gemara concludes, Elo, but the Tanoim that argue over here, it's E Tanakame v'Rabbi Yosef, it's all or the Tanakama Rabbi Yossi, that according to the Tanakama, we don't go at all after majority, and Shmuel holds like him. And according to Rabbi Yossi, we go after the majority of what has been sown, and Rav holds like him. E, or Tanakama v'Omruloi. Or is the Tanakama and the Omruloi, and the Shmuel holds like the Tanakama, and Rav holds like the opinion of the Omruloi that responded to him, that you do go after the majority of the buyers. Now the Gemara is going to question whether the seller has to pay to the buyer for all the losses that were caused him. Tana Rabbanan, Udunden Abraisa, Mahu Noisen Loi. What is it that he gives to him? What is the one who sells to his friend seed for the garden, and he sowed them and they didn't grow? So we say that he's responsible. The seller is responsible. When he pays to the purchaser, when the seller pays the purchaser the money, what does he pay? So the Bryce answers, the May Zera, he pays the money for the seed that he paid. But the loy hoitso, but he doesn't have to pay him for the expense of the plowing and the workers that went to the waste, because that loss was caused through a grama, it was only a cause. And grama benizikin is potter. If you cause damages to other person, then you're potter. So that's the first opinion. The Yeshu Emrim, But there is those that say av hitzor, that also the expense that he had to go through thinking that this seed will work, and he spent money on it, that too the seller has to pay to the buyer. So the Gemara finds out now, man, who are these yesh emrim that say that you have to pay for the expenses? Oh, but Rav Chisda says Rav Chisda, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. That's Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. So the Gemara says, hey, where did you see Rav Shimon ben Gamliel? Which Rav Shimon ben Gamliel did you see saying this then that he holds so? Ilema, if we shall say from the words of Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, the Masnisin, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel in our Mishnah, which before on Tzadik Beis Amadalov did not. We learned in the first part of the Mishnah, Hamerichin Peiris Lachaveire, one who sells fruit to his friend, Uzron Veloit Somchu. And he sowed them and they hadn't grown because they were ruined. And Afilu Zera Pishton, even if the type was the kind of flax which only minorities bought for eating, majorities bought for sowing, still we say that the seller, Einichai Bachri Yuson, he is not responsible. He can still argue and say, I sold them to you for you to eat them and not to sow them, and therefore he doesn't want to take the loss for the failed Zriya. So, Eima Seifa. And then, look at the Seifa. What is written in the Seifa of this Mishnah? Rav Shimon Gamliel, Eima, Rav Shimon Gamliel says, Zeir Oine Gino, that the seed for the garden, which is like the seed of the cabbage or the kaplut, she'enon necholim, they are not eaten, you know, at all not eaten, and he sowed them and they didn't grow. So he says, chayev bachri yusuf. He is responsible for them, he's obligated in the responsibility, because since the only use for these particular types of seed is for ziriyah, is for sowing, then we say it's a mekachtos, it's a mistaken deal, and the deal is off a bottle, and it's bottle. So, the Gemara is trying to learn out, in the words of the Tanakhama, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, in order to prove that the Yesh Emrim by us is Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. So the Gemara says like this. What did Rav Shimon ben Gamliel add on the words of the Tanakhama? Tanakhama name yochi kamar. The Tanakhama is also saying the same thing as Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, that in those kinds of seed which are not eaten at all, that he would be chayv to pay for the failure of them to grow. Because, as he says in his own words, that what does he say? He says, zera pishton, he says, oh, seed of flax. So the fact that the Tanakhama add the words seed of flax, that even by seed of flax, the understanding is that it's only by seed of flax, where at least there is a minority of people that buy the seed of flax to eat. So then the din is, he would not be responsible if they didn't grow. But on the other hand, if we were dealing with seed of the garden, they're not eaten at all, even a minority is not eaten, then he would be chayv in achrayus. So this is actually precisely the words of Rav Shimon and Gamliel. So what is Rav Shimon and Gamliel coming here in the end of the Mishnah to disagree on the Tanakhama? Elolav. So is it then not, don't we have to say that hitso ika beinayu, that the difference that is between the Tanakhama and Rav Shimon Gamliel is with regards to paying the payment for the plowing and the workers that the buyer has lost because he thought that they were going to grow, that they're good seed. Mar sova, the Tanakhama holds that he only pays the meizera. He only pays the money for the seed alone. Umar and Rav Shimon Gamliel Sovar holds that he has to pay also for the expense. And this is the Rav Shimon Gamliel that says that you have to pay in addition to the seller having to pay the money that the buyer paid for the seed itself, you also have to pay him for the other losses that he incurred while he was trying to sow these bad seeds. So the Gemara asked me, my, for where do you know to say that the Tanakhama is the one that holds that you pay only the money of the seed, and Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that you also pay for the expense. Dilma Ibcha, perhaps it's the other way around. The Tanakama is the one who holds that you also have to pay for the other expenses. Rav Shimon Gamliel, he holds that you pay only for the money of the seed itself. Because the whole reason we're saying this is because, what are they arguing about? So if you have to find an argument, so then why say it this way? Why not say it the other way around? And the more answers, holokashia. This is not a question, because the rule is, kol tano basra litfuye milse kaosi. Any tana that is coming and follows the previous opinion is coming to add to the words of the previous one. And therefore, we have to say that Rav Shimon Gamliel, who is brought down after the words of the Tanakhama, is coming to add on his words and to obligate also on the expense. So now the Gemara says, no, that this whole proof from the words of Rav Shimon Gamliel isn't proof. V'dilma kula Rav Shimon Gamlili. Maybe the entire Mishnah from the beginning to the end is really all from the words of Shimon Gamliel. And there's something missing in the language of the of the Mishnah, and this is the way it's supposed to be written. That one who sells fruit to his friend and he sowed them and they hadn't grown. Even if it was seed of flax, he's not responsible for them, because he can tell the buyer that I sold them just for you to eat them, not to plant them. So these are Divrei Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. These are the words of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. So now this is, we're adding it, that these are the words of Shimon Gamliel. Sher Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Aymer, because Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel said that only when you sold him Zeroi Negina She'ena Necholim, if you sold them those seeds of a garden that are not eaten at all, they're only standing for sowing, Chayiv Bachar Yuson, then you are responsible for their loss if they don't grow. But other types of fruit, including the seed of flax, since some of them are used for food purposes to be eaten, therefore the seller would not be obligated, not responsible, if they don't grow. Since we are able to explain that the entire Mishnah is from the words of Shimon Gamliel, so we don't have a proof what Rav Shimon Gamliel holds, whether he holds that you pay just for the seed or also for the other expenses. So this is not a good raya what Rav Shimon Gamliel holds. So the Gemara brings another proof. Eloha, from this statement of Rav Shimon Gamliel said, we can see that he holds that you pay also for the expense. The Tanya, because we learned in Abraisa, one who brings wheat to the craftsman, that he should grind it for him in his mill, and the custom of the craftsman is that he soaks the wheat in water and then he grinds them up in a grind before he actually puts them in the mill, and to remove the outer shell that's on top of them, in order that the flour should be a clean, a soilless, a clean flour when he puts it into the mill. But what happens is, in this case, he brought it to the craftsman to grind him, but the craftsman did not soak it and remove the outer shell. Vason subin, and therefore the flour that came out subin, that's the bad flour, because it had the mixture of the shell together with the inside. So it's not a good flour, it's a subin, it's called. Or it went out like a mursan. Or another case is, he gives a kemach lenachtum, he gives flour to a baker to bake from bread, vafoi pas nipoilin, and he baked him a bread of nipoilin. Nipoilin is a broken; it crumbles when you hold on to it. So, meaning they didn't do a good job, basically. Likewise, another case is behemah latabach. He gives an animal to the to the shaychet, to the shaychet that he should shecht it for him, should slaughter it for him. But he made it nevela because he didn't shecht it properly. So in each one of these cases, chayiv, he's obligated, the craftsman has to pay what he has ruined. Mipnei, kshehu kinoise sochar, because he is the same halacha like one who carries reward, he's carrying reward for his actions. So if you get paid for your actions, then you're chayiv in these mishaps and these situations in which you have not done your job properly. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, not only does he pay him what he ruined, but also noisen loy demei boishto, he also has to pay him the money for his embarrassment because he invited guests and now he doesn't have what to feed them because he doesn't have the bread, he doesn't have the behema, doesn't whatever he doesn't have there. And also demei boishto orchov, and also the money for the embarrassment of the guests because they too were embarrassed because the food wasn't prepared for them. So from the fact that Rav Shimon ben Gamliel obligates them to pay also for the money and the pain of the embarrassment, which there is really no monetary loss there, so of course that he would obligate to pay by the seed of the garden for the loss of also the expense. And this is the opinion of the Yesh Emrim. The Gemara concludes and brings down a takone, an institution that Rav Shimon Gamliel instituted. V'chein hoyo Rav Shimon ben Gamliel oimer, and so did Rav Shimon Gamliel say, mina godel hoyo b'Yerushalayim, there was a great custom in Yerushalayim, hamoyser suda l'chaveroi, one who transfers a meal to his friend, basically hires a caterer that he should prepare for the guest. Gives him a meal, he tells him, you prepare the meal for me. He pays him for it. V'kilkilo, and he ruins it. He made bad food, or he burnt the food, whatever. Noisen le'demay b'shtoy, demay b'shtoy orchov. He has to pay the money for his embarrassment, and the money for the embarrassment of the guest. The Gemara brings the conclusion of that. B'raise, oid mina godlohi b'Yerushalayim, there was an additional great custom in Yerushalayim, which was also instituted for the benefit of inviting guests, mape prusa agabe pesach. There was a spread out cloth, tablecloth, on the door, so that the guests should know where they are able to eat. Kolzman shemape prusa oichim nichnosim. As long as the tablecloth is spread out, the guests can enter, because that was for them a sign that the owner wants the guest to come. That once the mape was removed, the guests can no longer enter, because that's the sign that the owners do not want them to enter, no longer enter. Next Mishnah. This Mishnah comes to explain situations of mistaken sales that the buyer has to accept upon himself the loss. Hamecher peres lachaveiroi, one who sells fruit to his friend, hadizeh mekabel olav, so the purchaser accepts upon himself to buy the fruit with a loss of roiva tinoifes, a quarter of a kav of tinoifes of garbage that is mixed in l'chol so'o, for every saw, because in general, in the grain, a tavua that is sold in a quantity of a saw, the usual thing is that there is a quarter of a kav of garbage or pieces that are in there that are not part of the actual grain, and that's known, and therefore the buyer accepts that. What happens if he sells him to Enim, figs? So, mekabel olav eser musulois. So, he accepts upon himself 10 that the worms have eaten lemeya. For every 100 te'enim, because the custom of the te'enim is of the figs is that they are wormy in that amount. So in every 100, 10 can be with worms. What happens if he sells them a martev shel yayin, a cellar full with barrels of wine? Mekabel olav eser, he accepts upon himself 10 barrels of koisosos. Koisosos is a bad kind of wine, lemeya. For every 100 barrels, 10 koisosos. What happens if he sells him kankanim? Kankanim, he sends him empty bottles, besorin, in a place which is called besorin, place mekabel olav eser pitosis. He accepts upon himself 10 bottles that were partially damaged, and he fixed them, and they cannot last for a very long time, just like other whole ones. Lemeya, for every hundred bottles. So for every hundred bottles, he has to accept 10 of these pitosis. So now the Gemara. So the Gemara now is going to talk about the first din of the Mishnah and explain what kind of a tinoifis, what kind of garbage was mixed in that the purchaser accepts upon himself. Tony, Rav Kitina. So Rav Kitina would learn a braisa that explains the words of the Mishnah. And this is what explains over there. That this loss of a roiva, the quarter of a kav that the buyer accepts upon himself is that when in the grain that he bought, there is mixed in a quarter of a kav of kidneys, lisaw, of legumes for a saw. So the Gemara asks, does it mean that only in a tinoifis of legumes he accepts the loss, the quarter of a kav, but v'afruris loy, but sand no? He does not accept upon him. V'amar Rabbi Bar Chiya, but didn't Rabbi Bar Chiya said, and he was from a place which is called Kitoisfa. They call him Rabbi Bar Chiya Kitoisfa. Mishmei the Rabbi, in the name of Rabbi, and he says that boirer tsroir migronei shel chaveri, that he picks out the tsroir, the sand from the gornoi, that's the grain of his friend that is standing to be sold.